Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour on Motown Memories, we'll be featuring all songs that reached number one from 1969 and one song from 1970. We'll hear from Diana Ross and the Supremes and the Temptations together, the Temptations by themselves, Marvin Gaye, Junior Walker and the All-Stars, the Originals, Diana Ross and the Supremes, and the Jackson 5. Well, first up, the great team of Diana Ross and the Supremes and the Temptations together. Well, it was commercial gold just on paper. Motown's two top acts together on record and soon after this on primetime television. Well, the Supremes had roots in the 1950s as the Temptations sister group, when some of the guys were the Primes and the original girls were the Primettes. Well, Frank Wilson had the first shot to formally record them together, devising a lineup of classic cover songs as a producer. It's fascinating to really note that the backing tracks were recorded before David Ruffin left the Temptations, but the lead vocals were cut with Dennis Edwards. Well, these two lineups had appeared together on The Ed Sullivan Show, a number one Sunday night live show in the United States in November of 1967. Motown historians note that the Supremes with Flo Ballard and the Temptations with David Ruffin had performed together on another United States television show called The Mike Douglas Show in July of 1966. Well, this led to an NBC television special co-produced by Motown called TCB, or Taking Care of Business. And this show aired in December in 1968. Here are the great two groups together, Diana Ross and the Supremes and the Temptations, right here on Motown Memories.
I'm gonna do all the things for you a girl wants a man to do. Oh, baby.
Oh, baby.
I'll sacrifice for you. I'll even do wrong for you. Oh, baby.
Try my best to get you hooked. Hey, baby.
Take me, I'm yours.
And every night, every day, I'm gonna say, I'm gonna get you, I'm gonna get you. Look out, boy, cause I'm gonna get you. I'm gonna make you love me. Ooh, yes, I will. Yes, I will. Every breath I take and each and every step I make brings me closer, baby, closer to you.
And with each beat of my heart, for every day we apart, I'll hunger for every wasted hour.
And every night and every day, I'm gonna get you, I'm gonna get you. Look out, cause I'm gonna get you.
Motown Memories.
Motown Memories.
With Tom Fallon.
Black cookie from school and you can't go out to play. Yeah. Mama said, for the rest of the week in your room, you gotta stay.
MotownMemories@yahoo.com
Thank you.
Motown Memory from Marvin Gaye, Too Busy Thinking About My Baby, number one on the Rhythm and Blues chart from 1969. Before that, another number one on the R&B charts from that same year with The Temptations, Runaway Child, Running Wild. And we started with a number one song both on the U.S. Billboard charts and on the U.S. Rhythm and Blues charts from 1969, Diana Ross and the Supremes and The Temptations together, I'm Gonna Make You Love Me. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For the balance of the half hour, we're featuring all number one songs on the Rhythm and Blues charts. Well, coming up, a great smooth sound from Junior Walker and the All-Stars, What Does It Take to Win Your Love? Well, this song is where Junior Walker began to smooth out his really loud gut bucket sound to integrate the more polished Motown song. What Does It Take to Win Your Love? Was a significant departure from his previously sweaty down-home dance workouts. Well, at first, Junior resisted this more mellow sound. Well, Johnny Bristol, one of the producers of the song, insisted that Junior tone it down. Well, it took a year, but Bristol finally got his wish. Well, during the recording session, Junior had to be further convinced to try a softer touch. Bristol recalled that he told Junior just a little prettier, just a little warmer, and they kept trying to get that mellow sound. Still, Junior didn't really like it, and neither did Berry Gordy, the founder of Motown Records. The song was considered too pretty. Junior is more meat and potatoes, so he can't sing about love. Well, fortunately, Johnny Bristol had his way, and Junior Walker and his All-Stars got a number one rhythm blues song, reaching number four also on the U.S. pop charts. Well, here is What Does It Take to Win Your Love, right here on Motown Memories.
Can fly like a bird in the sky.
Hey, I
Another great Motown song. Here comes another great Motown song on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Understand how much I love you, baby, and how much I wanna be your only man. Oh, baby, 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 you don't to go. Stay a little while longer, baby. I wanna talk to you just a little more. I see the little tears in your eyes about to fall. You are wondering if I'm for real.
But if you cry, I wonder why you cry. I tell you, no lie, this is how I feel. Baby, I'm for real.
Motown memory from the originals. That song was called Baby I'm For Real, and it was a number one song on the rhythm and blues charts in the United States in 1969. Before that, a number one song both on the U.S. Billboard charts and on the rhythm and blues charts from that same year, 69, The Temptations with I Can't Get Next to You. And we started with the sweet sound of Junior Walker and his All-Stars, What Does It Take to Win Your Love, number one on the rhythm and blues charts from that same year, 1969. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature one more song from 1969, a song that reached number one on the U.S. Billboard charts and number one on the rhythm and blues charts. And it was the swan song by Diana Ross with the Supremes, Someday We'll Be Together. Well, what's interesting about Someday We'll Be Together, it was a song written way back in 1961. The young singing duo of Johnny Bristol and Jackie Beavers. They were Southerners who met at an Air Force base outside Detroit, and they wrote it mostly in their car as they drove through the Midwest trying to scratch out a living. They recorded it on a label called Tri-Fi in 1961, but nothing happened to the song. Well, when they both arrived at Motown, Bristol was among the songwriters and producers who came on board. Well, by 1969, Bristol, a success behind the glass and not in the recording studio, looked to revive the song for himself, perhaps to reunite with Beavers. He wanted to cut the track for Junior Walker and his All-Stars with another sweet, soulful tune like What Does It Take to Win Your Love, but this time Junior Walker was firm and he didn't want to do it. Well, he offered the song to Diana Ross and the Supremes, and it turned out to be their swan song. Very appropriately so. Here is Someday We'll Be Together, right here on Motown Memories.
I had you too.
Remember from the Jackson 5, their first number one song both on the U.S. Billboard charts and on the United States Rhythm and Blues charts from 1970, I Want You Back. Before that, Supremes with Diana Ross and their last song, Someday We'll Be Together, number one on both charts from 1969. Well, that brings this edition of Motown Memories to a close. This entire hour, we featured all number one songs either on the United States Rhythm and Blues charts or the United States Billboard charts from 1968, and one song, that last song from the Jackson 5 from 1970. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, suggestions, or comments for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including all the artists heard in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.